They call themselves the Hawaii Future Caucus, a group of 14 Democrats and Republicans from the state legislature and Honolulu City Council, all under the age of 40. GOP representative and co-chair Beth Fukumoto says there's also a national connection.
Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard worked with Congressman Aaron Schock on the national level to build a congressional caucus. And they worked with the same organization that we're working with, which is the Millennial Action Project.
The caucus will form an advisory council that will include members from the business, nonprofit, and political lobbying sectors. Co-chair Takashi Ono, a Democrat, says the objective is to engage young people and reverse a trend.
A 2013 Harvard study points that almost half of 18 to 29-year-olds feel that politics today no longer are able to meet the challenges our country is facing. Another third of those young people are just simply apathetic.
And Honolulu City Council member Stanley Chang, who's running for U.S. Congress, says the initial focus will be to increase government transparency and voter participation.
We hope to bring in a new generation of people into the political process, young people and people of all ages who just want to get things done, who really want everybody, especially elected officials, to work together to bring post-partisan solutions to the problems that have so polarized our community.
House Speaker Emeritus Calvin Say praised the initiative as one that is long overdue. Say, who has served 37 years in the House, 14 as Speaker, notes this is only the beginning and could result in a true bipartisan movement.
In the end, as a generation by itself, they can reach out to the baby boomers if they so desire, and they can reach out to the other generations after the baby boomers. But in essence, it's just, I think, the millennial generation now is searching for some self-identity. Who are we? What do we want?
House Minority Leader Aaron Ling Johansson says the numbers, less than one-third of the House, are large enough to influence legislation.
It doesn't take a genius to watch what's playing out in Washington, D.C. and all across the country. And I think what a lot of us are trying to do is just say, you know, for the sake of the people, we're not going to agree on everything. But there are some things that we can agree on and move to advance that we universally think are going to help the people of Hawaii.
The Hawaii Future Caucus plans to present its legislative package 2 weeks before opening day, January 15th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.